Welcome to your weekly Salem History Moment. This program is brought to you by your local Salem Historic Landmarks Commission and focuses on the people, places, and events in Salem's past. This is Kimberly Fitzgerald. This week is Thanksgiving, and for some people, running a turkey trot around this time of year is a tradition. Historically, the turkey trot was a popular dance that was done to fast ragtime music. The turkey trot consisted of four hopping steps sideways with your feet apart, first on one leg and then the other, while rising on the ball of your foot, followed by a drop in your heel, which intended to mimic the short, jerky steps of a turkey. The dance included scissor-like flicks of your feet and fast trotting actions. In Salem, people were first exposed to the dance at a show called The Flirting Princess, which opened at the Grand Opera House on October 14, 1911. This show featured a disguised American girl who danced the Egyptian turkey trot. Many people felt this dance was scandalous, and the Oregon Statesman even reported in January 1912 that the city of Des Moines, Iowa, passed an ordinance requiring police to attend all dances, stating that all persons dancing the turkey trot in public halls would be arrested. In 1913, this dance was banned at the Naval Academy. President-elect Woodrow Wilson, fearing a scandal if people danced the turkey trot at his inaugural ball that same year, decided not to even have a ball at all. In 1920, here in Oregon, Klamath Falls passed an ordinance just like the one in Des Moines, Iowa, outlawing the turkey trot dance. If you want to learn more about the scandals of the turkey trot, please visit the Library of Congress and search for it on their blog. During the 1930s, the Salem Junior Women's Club began sponsoring an annual dance called the Turkey Trot in Salem on Thanksgiving night, held at the Castilian Hall, and that began a Willamette Valley tradition of Turkey Trot-themed dances in November. The Oregon Statesman reported Turkey Trot holiday dances through the 1960s in Salem and all throughout the Willamette Valley, so it seems as though the scandalous nature of these dances had disappeared. Beginning in the late 1920s and early 1930s, the Oregon Statesman and the Capital Journal began reporting about a different kind of turkey trot around the country, around Thanksgiving. In Cuero, South Texas, the town that called itself the Turkey Capital of the Universe hosted a turkey trot, which was a fantastic parade of gobbling birds that were marched through town on their way to the railroad shipping coops. And that's where they would head to Thanksgiving markets across the country. In 1938, the Oregon Turkey Improvement Association, or OTIA, was established. And this was to help support Oregon farmers raising turkeys. In 1938, OTIA started working with the city of McMinnville to establish the annual Pacific Coast Turkey Exhibit, which included a turkey dinner and a turkey trot dance held in mid-November. This exhibit began in 1948 and included speakers from across the country as part of a turkey talk, and was intended to encourage all farmers and turkey growers to exhibit their birds in competition with other farmers and turkey raisers. Winners were selected in the categories of Grand Champion Live Bird, Grand Champion Dressed Bird, and they reported that Oregon farmers developed increasing interest in raising turkeys as a result of this event. And over the years, the turkey crop increased 20%. The event was moved to the Summers in 1961 and renamed Turkey Rama, which some of you may recall. This featured a grand parade, food, and other events, including the biggest turkey contest. Turkey trot runs began replacing the dance as part of Turkey Rama in the late 1990s. This festival lasted for 61 years, with the last Turkey Rama being held in 2022. The Turkey Trot Run was initially known as the Thanksgiving Day Run in Buffalo, New York. And this New York run was the first one held that I could find in 1896. And this was 1 year before the Boston Marathon. That year in 1896, only six runners ran that race. It's the oldest consecutively run foot race in the world. And this year, they are hosting their 130th annual Turkey Trot, sponsored by the YMCA. The first Turkey Trot fun run was sponsored by the Salem Track Club and was held at Bush's Pasture Park in November 2002 here in Salem. It also included a canned food drive. One of the most popular Oregon events has been the Turkey Trot Run, which has been held since 2006. This year, City of Salem Parks and Recreation Department is sponsoring their annual Turkey Trot that was on Saturday, November 22nd. If you missed that and you still want to participate in a Turkey Trot in Salem, another one is being held on Thanksgiving Day. It's called the Salem Run Ucopia Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot. And it's on Thursday, November 27th at 9:10 and also at noon. Their course is a beautiful tour of one of the largest interconnected urban park systems in the United States. Of course, it's here in Salem. And it starts at the pavilion on the south side of Salem Riverfront Park. It passes around the Eco Earth Globe and onto the bridge and then onto Minto Brown Island Park. To learn more and to sign up, please visit runsignup.com and search for Salem Run Ucopia. When you participate in the event, you can also add to their giant chalkboard about what you're thankful for this year. Thanks for joining us for a Salem History Moment. For more information about Salem's Historic Landmarks Commission and our Historic Preservation Program, please visit cityofsalem.net.